A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
I asked Chaplain Bob Hills what his last carside prayer was like before Dan Weldon lost his life.
As much as I can remember that day, our prayer was very much the same as it usually was, that, you know, watch over Dan. He's got a lot of work to do coming from the back of the field. Keep him safe and protected and help him to do his best. I believe that's what happened. You know, Dan, I think, was growing in that, he and Susie and their family. And, you know, I certainly believe that Dan had a relationship with Christ and also with God and had faith.
Hebrews 11:6 says it's simply impossible to please God without faith. And it's good God gave Dan that faith as he climbed into that cockpit of that race car on October 11th, 2011.